everybody. Just an update on the injuries. Lorente McCray left with a right ankle sprain. We have no further evaluation of that until our medical people gain more information. Any questions? You know, more than likely. Just to aggravate y'all. No, just kidding. Say again? I didn't hear your question. You know, I can't remember preseason. Yeah. Yeah. What was the Rockies preseason score? Very good. You know, I thought both young quarterbacks, I think, did some good things. You know, I thought Jarrell Robinson, you know, wide receiver. Jeremiah Johnson came off a toe injury that he's been nursing. You know, I thought ran the ball hard. And, you know, off the top of my head, those are guys that come to mind. And, you know, we'll look at the tape and evaluate it and make some very hard decisions. Yeah, it's, you know, last week's no fun. Again, as I mentioned before, if, you know, I think everybody everywhere has either had to fire somebody or been fired, and it's never fun on either side of that. You know, you get close to these guys, you know, through, you know, off-season conditioning, you know, the OTAs, the mini camps, the training camp, and four preseason games. You know, it's never easy. Like, you know, it always does. I mean, we're going to try to pick the 53 best guys that we think can help us win a championship. And so, you know, that's never been much different and won't be moving forward.
A guy like Dysart, does it come down to, I mean, he's done all he could to stick, but does it come down to whether you need numbers at, you know, defensive back or linebacker?
You know, I'm not going to go through the cuts now. I apologize for that, but we're not going to do that. You know, like I said, we'll look at the tape. We'll do that privately. You know, those players and us will be the first ones to know. Yeah, I mean, we monkeyed around with it. You know, if we played them, it would have been, you know, probably third down on, you know, passing downs as a rusher. You know, you start doing the math on that, is risking them out there four or five plays really going to benefit us very much? You know, he's had good conditioning. You know, the unique thing about the suspension, he can, you know, condition at our facility. He can be in our meetings. You know, the only thing he can't do is come to games and play in practice.
Is it, I mean, after some of the tumult that you had during the offseason, just to be able to...
What tumult? This job is tumult. That's just I enjoyed the off season. I mean, it's, you know, everybody goes through the same things, and you know, we're done with the off season and we're getting ready to start the regular season. Well, it was unfortunate he got, you know, an ankle sprain. You know, I think he's worked very hard this training camp, and we'll see where it goes.
John, when it comes to roster decisions, how much of preseason game performance goes into that decision versus practice performance?
It's always weighted more. You know, it's kind of like in school, you had finals and midterms were weighted more than the pop quizzes. So, you know, they're evaluated every play on tape they play, whether it's practice or games. You know, and the game takes weighted a little bit more.
Can negative plays weigh more than positive plays?
Oh, Lord. Yeah, I think, no, they're kind of plus minus, you know, they're...
What if they can drop or a fumble versus a catch?
Yeah, I don't know. I can't even answer that.
Ronnie Hillman, the plan there, just to get the last couple games out clean from them.
I think it was, you know, it was as much for Ronnie as anything. You know, just throw him in there. He popped off a great run, and, you know, it's a positive point in his mind.
Anything else with the coach? Thank you.
All right, thank you.